You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Now, dancing Dougie Hawkins. He could evade anything on the footy field, but unfortunately, he couldn't evade some lightning yesterday, really dramatic storms in Melbourne yesterday morning, and he was struck out at Yarraville. Thankfully, Doug is okay, and he's been good enough to take our call. Hello, Doug.
Jules, how are you, mate?
Don't worry about me. How are you?
I got to the pearly gates, and he knocked me back. Get back in there. No, mate. I was actually in a shed. At work, and as we all know, that lightning yesterday and the thunder was, I'll be honest here, George, that was the worst I've ever felt. Not I felt, but we felt. It was that 20-minute patch here in Yarraville. I mean, my shed, mate, and it actually rocked. It was actually dancing to it. it was actually scary, to be honest. I was actually intimidated by it. Very scary it was.
Absolutely. So you were actually sort of jumping in the shed to take shelter, as we often do when, you know, heavy rain and lightning's around, but that's actually where it hit you.
Well, I don't know if it hit it here, but the shed actually rocked for about 10 seconds, and I thought, and I'll be honest here, mate, Gerald, the noise of the thunder was the worst I've ever experienced, ever. So my car was parked 5 metres away, and, you know, I wouldn't go to it. I was too scared to walk outside the door out of the shed to go to it. So anyway, I got back to the main sheds. I drove down there, and The first day bloke said, mate, your colour's not good. You're white and you're cross-eyed. I said, I got some shivers in my arm. He said, listen, we're going to get you straight to the hospital, Western General Hospital. But I went and saw the Bulldogs, you know, club doctor Jake Landsberger, the ex-Bulldog,
yep.
Great man Jake. And he said, Hawk, don't muck around with that, mate. Just get straight to the Western General emergency and get an ECG done on your heart and see how you come up. But, mate, I was all good. But, gee whiz, you know, and everyone in Melbourne would agree with me, that 20-minute patch yesterday of lightning and thunder was the worst I've ever experienced, ever.
Yeah, it was terrible. I'm in Newport, so I'm just around the corner from where you were, and it was huge. Yeah. Just reading the story today, Doug, so it was one of the things, sort of the symptoms you were talking about there, it didn't sort of hit you straight away? It sort of was a little bit delayed?
Yeah, it was. I sat here and I was numb. I was actually scared. I was pretty scared. I thought, geez, this is unbelievable. The sound and the noise and the lightning in the sky was just something I had never experienced. And it was more when I got back to the club, back into the sheds there, and I went in to see my Delta mates who I work with, at Delta, and I'm with Argus. But anyway, Argus Labor, and I get in there, Jules, and the bloke said, mate, you're off colour. You're white. And then I thought to myself, my arms are starting to shiver a bit. And I thought, surely it's not a heart attack, are you? So they said, listen, go straight to the hospital. Yeah. So anyway, it was more of a delay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a late reaction to it. But, geez, mate, I haven't heard any fun like that in my life. It was terrifying.
Was there anyone else on the work site that experienced similar sort of symptoms?
Now, all the boys have mainly got into the main shed because I'm on the front gate. I'm about 800 metres from the sheds. I got my own shed I can jump into when it rains. So that's what I did, and I've always done it. But again, Jules, you'd agree, that was something unbelievable yesterday, that 20-minute patch. Jesus Christ.
A bit worse than playing on Dipper, as you've suggested.
Well,
he wasn't that scary. He wasn't that scary, was he?
Only when the ball was loose. George, the ball was loose and you didn't know where he was. That was when he had his frightening best. But you didn't know where he was going to come from. And neither did he.
No, he was a dangerous man at times. Now, wasn't a great start for your Bulldogs last week. Dougie, was that a bit of an aberration? You expect them to hit back pretty hard against the Saints tomorrow night?
Well, you'd reckon so, Jules, wouldn't you? You'd like to think that. I mean, there's been a lot of expectations of the Dogs, with particularly our forward structure set up, and yeah, you know, I see Lobson out with an ankle. That might work a little bit better, a bit more room for Jamara and Norton, and the boy Darcy, and I like the inclusion of young West.
Yep.
I thought I would have nearly played him last week with Waitman and the young boy Jones out of the side. I thought he would have, at ground level, have been really terrific because of the way he tackles and chases and keeps the footy in and pressure. And, of course, you've got that midfield, which is as good as anyone's. But still, you know what, George, you've got to do? When you've got a good forward line, you've still got to kick it to them. You just bang the ball in the end and hope they're going to mark it. If I had a Calvin Templeton and Simon Beasley, I would kick the ball to their position, to their advantage, not just banging on their heads. Sometimes you have to, but if you're clear running down the ground, kick it to their advantage. I reckon we banged the ball in last week and it didn't suit our forward line set up one inch.
Is that getting a bit sucked in by having four talls up there? Do you think that's actually going to work?
It will work, George. Make no mistake, it'll work. But, you know, the midfield of led by the Bont and Libber and McRae and the boy Bailey Smith, they've got to understand that you can hit a target to them, put it in their best advantage. So that's something that we didn't do last week, and I'm sure hopefully against St Kilda we do that. So and we've got to bounce back, mate. We need to win this one. This is very critical, even though it's only early round two. The Dogs need to make a statement, and we need to win this one.
Absolutely. And just before I let you go, after the events of yesterday, did you get the day off today?
No, I come back into work.
Is your boss a lazy bugger?
Mate. When you work for Argus Labour, mate, here they push you hard.
A couple of nice plugs for Argus. I'm sure they'll be happy with that. Hey, Doug, thanks so much for taking your call. Thankfully, there was no damage done, and let's hope you have a far more relaxing weekend than you had on the work site yesterday.
Good on you, Jules. Have a good weekend, brother.
You too. Great to talk to Doug Hawkins. What a great man he is. And thankfully, that was not more serious as it can be when that big lightning is so close. Great to chat to Dougie Hawkins. Just a reminder, Dougie loves a pie. Pie Day Friday on SEN. Celebrate Pie Day every Friday with Brumby's Bakery. There's nothing better than a hot Brumby's pie. Grab yours now.